Finding Brian podcast, the actual episode this time, episode 10. Woohoo!
Welcome to Finding Brian, show of self-help, self-discovery, and inner growth. Each week, we look at things learned through books, podcasts, and other mediums. Learning about productivity, spirituality, and discovering what I want to be when I grow up.
Hey everybody, hello and welcome back to episode number 10. And this is the true episode of this number this time. I've double checked, realized, had everything saying episode 8, and I think I said it multiple times through the last episode, and I was completely wrong. It was episode 9, and for some reason I was stuck on 8. And so that's what I kept saying. And so for that, I do apologize, but you are listening to episode 10, and this is the true episode of 10, number 10 for the Finding Brian podcast, which is a podcast that helps is to help me and to kind of show you that you're not alone. And when you get to the 40 mark, you start spazzing out, that midlife crisis that you always hear people going on about, where the guys start buying, you know, sports cars and doing stupid stuff and realizing they're getting too darn old to be doing stupid stuff. Well, I'm at that point, and I'm realizing why men go through these midlife crises, because we see our youth leaving us. And as 40 encroaches upon us, yeah, I know society likes to try to tell me that it's okay. The 40 is the new 30, and 30 is the new 20. You want to know what? It's bull crap. 40 is 40 years old. Give me another 40 years and I'm 80. Sorry, 80 is not the new 60. Uh-uh. You could try to tell me that, but it ain't going to work. And so I'm sitting here and I realize, oh my God, I'm at the halfway mark, the proverbial half. Well, some people like to make the 50. Well, I'm sorry, but not everybody lives to be 100 years old. Very few people in the whole scheme of things fails to live to 100 years old. A good portion of them these days is making it to 80. Okay, so I'm saying the 80 mark is the halfway mark. Used to be the 30s, because a lot of people used to die in the 60s when they're before around the 60 year mark. So the lifespan used to be about 60. Now it's about 80. And I figure since I'm average, I'll probably live to exactly the average mark for people my age. So, but I'm trying to make up, and I'm spazzing in a way that doesn't cost quite as much money. But I am realizing that I'm 40 years old and I do not have my own personal business yet. And that's something that was something I'd wanted. I knew at 30 I was going to own a house. Didn't quite make it then. It took me an extra 2-3 years before I got able to buy the house. So I'm still paying a house payment. But the next step of what I foresaw my life to be has not happened. I'm nowhere near being in the vicinity of being able to do what I wanted to do. So I am making steps and ways to go. And trying to point myself in the direction to go to be able to make what my next life point is. So, getting my own business, and I'm starting to lay the groundwork. I'm getting the dirt work, to use a construction analogy, getting it laid out right now. I'm getting the bulldozers brought in, and we're making the big changes so that I can get myself in the position to have my business take off. And I'm sure a lot of people are probably, when they find out what my actual business is, they'll probably go, well, it's been done before. Yeah, you're right. It has been done before. But the thing is, what I'm seeing is the ones, people who have blazed the path already, they're starting to crank their prices up. And so I am taking up on the space of the people who want that type of success also, but can't afford the top of the line yet. I'm planning on being their stepping stool. And so I've still got probably another good year. I'm going to really have to start pushing it and start pressing it and start really advertising it and getting things going so that I can start getting a revenue engine, start getting it pumping and really start getting it going. And that's the trick. That's the can I do it? Yes, I can, but how? And so that's what I'm working at doing. So what has been happening this week? Well, we have got busier than a one-arm paper hanger is honestly what's happening. We work has gone from being, all right, hey, we're doing all right, we're making some respectable money again, to, okay, we're going to be busy for the next 100,000 years, it seems, which I am not complaining. I'm not going to complain. I did realize, though, today that I have got an attitude adjustment I need to start making. I have realized that if I plan on accomplishing some of my goals, I have to change my attitudes. I've got particular attitudes that today I just realized I just am snarkier than all get out. And that's not a good attitude to have. Yeah, it's fun. It's funny to a point. But if you're wanting to be known as somebody who is positive and go-getter, being a snarky son of a gun is not going to be it. You can't be just having vitriol just ooze out of you. It don't work that way. And it's parts that's the things like that that has caused me to another reason why I've created the show, because this is not who I am. This is not. I don't know where this came from. I am not someone who just is, well, and just a mumbler of, well, you know, well, it's because you got the money and you did what you want to do. And it's not coercive and it's not helpful for me or for anybody else for me to be that way. And so I want to change this. This is not what I like. I don't like this in me. And so I've got to find a way of being able to draw this poison, as I'm going to call, as I see it, out, because it don't work for me. But another item that this past week I realized is I've got to work on being more productive. I have got only 24 hours in a day, same as everybody else. I can either waste most of it sleeping, or I can sleep, get quality sleep, and try to make and put as much daily goals, objectives, and get them done and have a more productive, 12 plus hours that I possibly can. Because when I'm at work, honestly, I'm not doing much. I should be able to crank out blogs, blog articles left and right. Doesn't always happen. Heck, well, it's not going to happen because, one, I don't do blog articles on my phone because that's all I really have. I get blog ideas, but then whenever I get to the house, I lose the big fire of, hey, I need to get that made. Get that typed out, get that cranked out, get that taken care of, and go. It doesn't, I lose that drive right there. So I've got to find a way of saving up enough money to be able to get, maybe a laptop or even a little netbook, something I can actually type with, because I type faster using my fingers than I do using my thumbs, even though I use swipe, and the way I do my swiping, just as I draw out my letters, doesn't do that good of a job. So what to do? Well, one, I've got to get myself a laptop of some sorts. I'm not going to run off the kids this time, though I have been known to do that. But it's not very conducive. Not to mention, it's not my laptop. I shouldn't be putting all my stuff on one of my kids' laptops, because what if their stuff gets stolen? Then all of a sudden, my stuff becomes vulnerable. Second thing is, I've got to start getting a plan laid out. I know that sometimes, especially when I'm out doing the work, I'm going, you know, like mad. I'm going like a crazy person. I'm out for, well, this last job, I did 10 stages. No, correction. I did 20 stages. I was out there and I came back and I did about four back to back. And I mean, when you get out there, you get there, you set for about 30 minutes, and then you're getting a call. Hey, it's time for you to unload. Okay, okay. And you go and you back up and you unload and you take off again. You do that for, you know, 18 hours, and then you get over onto on a different type of sand. They rotate you down. And so it only takes 30 minutes to get to the sand plant and 30 minutes back. So you lose an hour there driving, but you get about 3 hour nap, which is uber duper. That's good, because by the time you get over there and you get your lay down, you get yourself a nap, you feel okay, then you have to go and do it again. So you get another 3 hour nap and you're feeling all right. But then it's time to go back and do the other sand, which is an hour and a half away. And so it's 3 hours. And so you got maybe about a 30 minute power nap you might be able to get. And if you stay in your coveralls and your boots and stuff, just sleep in the seat, you can get a couple extra minutes on top of that, instead of waking up and finally putting on your boots and getting your coveralls put on and trying to find out how to get everything put together while still half asleep and trying to keep your sleep going. It can get hard. It can get difficult. And so whenever I get home, pretty much all I want to do is I want to go to bed and sleep. And sleep I do. And so I may lose a half a day, over 12 hours, playing catch up on sleep. Now you're going, and some of y'all are probably going, well, you sleep when you need it. Well, I understand. I need to sleep when I need it, but I've got so much other stuff that I want to accomplish. I do not want to be in bed all the time. I am not showing a good example to my kids. At least this is how I feel. I feel like I'm not showing my kids the example that, hey, life is not going to be easy. You have to bust your hump to be able to accomplish things in life. Especially if you're like your old man who doesn't have a college education. If you don't have these things, then you're setting yourself up to take a harder road. Now, am I saying it's hard all the way? No, but you're going to have a harder time getting to the place that you can start making some decent passive income. Which, yes, I am going to be following Pat Flynn's smart passive income strategies as part of what I want to do. And so that's why, one of the reasons why I want to start having a laptop with me, so that I can get this stuff done. I can get the things taken care of that need to be taken care of. Because if I don't, Lord knows what'll happen. How will I get stuff done? Because I'll be sleeping all the time. Now, don't think that I am afraid to sleep. No, you can ask my kids. You can ask Jana. When it's time to go to bed, all right, hey, lay my head down and poof, I am asleep. I can go to sleep on command, pretty much. And I can stay awake for roughly about, depending on what the day is, my circadian rhythm. If I can power through from about 3 to 5, or 4 to 6, actually, until the sun starts to come up. Once that sun hits me, I'm still a little groggy for about the first 30 minutes of the sun being up. And then, boop, I am awake. My clock is reset. I am ready to go for the rest of the day. And I can usually make it for about 3/4 of the day, or until I start seeing the sun going down and I'm still driving. All bets are off. I'm going to be asleep. I'm going to have to find some place to pull over and nap. Or if I'm in at the house, sorry, folks, it's nap time, and it'll probably be a good 4-hour nap. So How does someone find the motivation to keep working? Sorry about that. To keep going. If you're wanting to achieve a goal, the hardest part, and you start hitting what Michael Hyatt called the resistance. And yes, that's one of the great podcasts I listen to is Michael Hyatt's podcast, This Is Your Life. I use his theme song as a ringtone for whenever, as a motivation. Because, and Dan Miller, maybe, you know what, I think next episode I am going to use, I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to sit down and start talking about all the podcasts that I listen to. Because I listen to a lot of podcasts. And I grow, they grow and then they shrink and they grow and they shrink. And there's, I've got about 25, 30 that I actively listen to right now. But how do you keep yourself motivated? Well, I have a theory on that I'm working with on and seems to work pretty well for me when it comes to motivation, because my motivation is the type of motivation that actually hacks my wife off whenever I get motivated, or at least whenever I get a particular type of motivation. When I get motivated, I see a target, and I want to keep my eye on the target because I believe I still have a slight case of ADD, if there is actually such a thing, because I can go and I will go and then, oh, hey, squirrel. And I'll find something else that I want to look at, and I may become interested in it instead. That is that resistance that Michael Hyatt talks about for me. And I have to really work, and it's like starting to try to pull cinder blocks on chains, because it's trying to get myself redirected, pointed back to the place where I know that's where I wanted to go. Though the closer I get, a lot of times it's like, why worry? Why keep it up? What's the big deal? The big deal is that's where I wanted to go for this reason. And so one of the things you want to do is you actually want to keep, write down when you find something that you want to do. Like for me, my own personal business. Why? Why do you want this? And write those reasons down. For me, why do I want to start my own business? So that I understand business better, for one. Two, so that I don't have to work for somebody else. Three, I want to be at home. I love working with the guys that I work with. I love working with Goose. I love working with Rev. I love working with Corey and everybody else on my team. I love working with them. They're great people. We got rid of Wackadoodle, which is a complete different story altogether. We got rid of the people who don't mesh. We have got the good team together now. Everybody gets along with everybody. And so we all get along. And because of the fact that we do get along now, so that because of the fact that we do work together so well, it's hard for me to say I want to leave. But I don't know. I don't believe any of them would disqualify or completely not disqualify me, but say that I am not worth being their friend if I was to say, you know what, I don't want to work here no more. I want to work on my own. I believe that most people would say, oh yeah, hey, that's pretty good. Good for you. Good on you. You go tackle that monster. And tackle that monster, I will. But there's that little bit of scariness to, and I'm right now, it's not really there. I don't have much of it. It's just looking, trying to, like I said last time about the path. Looking down the path, I know that there are potholes that I have no clue about. I'm trying to find people who have an idea And I'm going to try to start getting a mastermind group put together to help me along my way. But I know that there are going to be places that I stumble. I can't be afraid of those failures. I know that those failures are there to exercise my wings so that I can fly even higher. Exercise my arms so I can climb to the summit. Exercise my legs so I can run that last mile. They are the extra weight so that you can reach your success. And then I have fears about things that are going on with the family. And will they be supportive of my goals? Good possibility. 100%? Don't know. I would like to think that they will be. But what if they don't? That's something I've got to look down the road about. There is so many great things that I have planned. I've got my creativity wheel has just gone into overdrive since I've come up with the idea for my new podcast, which it's going to be a little bit. I'm still heavily in the planning stages. I've secured the domain, and I can't wait to be able to tell you. I'm starting to get the shows created, start getting things laid out so that I can really get them rolling, because I'm wanting to, this one here has got to be done by example. So, but, what else, let me look here. What else has gone on today? Yep, we've got, well, I mean, we're, like I say, I covered work's getting busy. Kind of touched on the project. This is actually the big topic that I was wanting to talk about, because each show I'd like to try to cover at least one topic somewhere along the way. Sometimes I can mix my storytelling and stuff into it to bring the topic to a point. And then sometimes, like this one, I just can't. And I just like to be able to just kind of jam and bring up the topic. But I kind of touched on it a little bit there at the beginning. And it is dealing with the frustration of getting old. Now, I'm not saying getting old and decrepit. I'm just saying the frustration that you're getting, that your age is starting to kind of show. I mean, I've joked about whenever I had my full beard on, and I'll see about throwing up a picture of me and in my beard, and me without the beard. Being beard free, as the wife calls it. I liked the gray that was in the beard. I thought it actually was kind of cool because it was in kind of particular areas and it looked kind of neat. And I joke with the kids, it's not gray, it's blonde. It's just very blonde hair. And yeah, I mean, granted, the youngest one's only 12, is 12, and so none of them buy it, but it's a fun running joke with each other, with everybody. But at the same time, there's times I'll stand up and all of a sudden there's a pain right there in that knee. I didn't, where did that come from? Why is my knee all of a sudden hurting? Because I played football, but I didn't ever play football. I just worked out and stood on the sidelines. I wasn't a football player, never had been a football player. Then you look at basketball. No, I played basketball, but I never played basketball. I just did the workouts and stood on and sat on the bench. And, you know, the last 2 minutes of the game, the coach felt sorry for me and would put me in. So track. Yeah. Well, they put me in for the 2 mile. So I only did that once each competition. It's not like I did 3 heats of 100-meter dash or even the 400-meter dash. It was just they just throw us all onto the track and scream go, and we'd run around 8 times. So, you know, you see the the indicators that all of a sudden I'm getting old. And that is what worries me and why I freak out at the fact that I am turning 40. And because, I mean, where did the pain come from? And why is it that my knees are whenever I stand up? I can jog, but I feel like a fat man jogging. Now, granted, I am 50 pounds heavier than what I was in high school. But at the same time, I feel like a fat man jogging. I can still jog. I've seen myself. I've felt myself. I've made myself jog. I've still got the old form from high school of running, where it's in for two steps, out for two steps, in for two steps, out for two steps, in for two steps. When I'm running, it's... It's the sound I make when I'm running. That was the soundtrack that would play in my head. And as that would happen, it would be a dun 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 dun. Working in a coal mine, working. I would have that. That was the best song for rhythm that I came up with, was Devo's Working in a Coal Mine. Now, I know their actual song was a lot faster. It was dun, 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 dun. I understand that. And yes, I'm purposely tormenting you with my singing. But at the same time, to show you, to illustrate, I am not a runner. But at the same time, I still have the key components, not the components, but the key components of still being able to run a mile or 2 miles. I just would end up having to get myself back into shape, and oh, Lord, help me on that one. The other thing that I'm finding, honestly, really tough to do, and it is a...
Oh, that's cricket.
See this big old nose come sticking through the door. All of a sudden, you hear a... The one thing I realized that I am having a hard time doing and getting back into is actually church. And it's not because I don't want to. I desperately want to get back into church. And that resistance, I think, as Michael Hyatt calls it, comes into play with it a lot. Because I'll either get home from working on Sunday, and it may be that I got home at 7. Should be enough time Sunday on 7 o'clock morning on a Sunday morning, and I should be able to stay up long enough to be able to get everybody up, get them dressed, and get out of the way, head to church. But I'll sit there and about ready to get everybody up, and I'm just tired. All of a sudden, it's just nap. Sounds really nice right now. Think I'll lay down for an hour, and before I know it, I'm waking up and it's noon. And so I've missed going to church, or I'm just out, or I'll be starting to get people kind of up and moving and ready to go. And then all of a sudden I get a call. Hey, got to go to church, or not go to church. Hey, got to go pick up a load, take it to the location. Now, I'm not complaining about that. I like the fact that I am got work. I'm not complaining that it's on a Sunday. If there's anything I am complaining about, it's the fact that I didn't know that I was going to be working. And that's something why I want to have my own job, so that I can say Sundays I am off. I am not going to touch a microphone. I am not going to do anything. That is my day off from work. Business hours state that I am closed on Sundays as the day of rest. If God had to take a day to rest, then man and his fallacies definitely is going to have to take a day of rest and do it with his family. And that's something I would like to be able to do. Start saying, you know what? Every day we've got a family time set from 5 o'clock till 7 or 5 o'clock till 8. We do something together. I will even play a blasted Monopoly game. And I can't stand playing Monopoly, because we could take, it would play through the 3 hours, and we would have to wait until tomorrow to finish the darn thing. Just, it's such a long, extra long game. Just something that, Yeah, it's fun. Teaches the kids how to bargain if they actually bargain. It would teach parents to bargain if it actually bargained. Okay, so sorry, folks. I had to grab myself a cup of coffee. It's not cold outside, but it's overcast, and so it's just kind of one of those. Gotta have something. It's about sitting in the high 50s, low 60s, where it's great coffee weather. Of course, anything other than 100 degree weather is great coffee weather in my book. I'm a Java junkie. So, but folks, when there's so much stuff that runs through my head, I have to sit there and I try to figure out what is it that I want to get accomplished. And I sit there and I'm sure a lot of you folks do it too. Not everyone. Some of y'all are a lot better at organizing stuff than I am. I am a disorganized mess. I'm an organizing person's worst nightmare because I get enough of the organization to be dangerous. Yeah, I can. Oh yeah, let's do it this way, and I'll do it. I'll go to try to do an organization and realize that I made it way too complicated to be practical, and so it ends up not working. And so I will go off and I'll try again. And I've got several things that I try to use to keep organized. And I mean, most of them are in a way like Astrid tasks. Astrid is basically a to-do list. And this to-do list is web-based and also has apps. I think they may even have an app for iPhones, for iOS, but they've got one for they have it for Android and your browser, so I can hop online and I can go, I need to get this and 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 this, and this done. And with that, and on top of that, I accumulate and I get figured out what I have with Evernote, like everybody else. I am slowly figuring out Evernote. I'm not saying that I've got it out figured out 100%. I'm not saying that I got it figured out completely or even sorta. But you know, I'm trying to figure out the best way to use it. And yeah, I'm sorry. I'm slightly out of breath while I was making coffee. Cricket wanted to play, so I had to sit down on the ground and wrestle with her for a little bit. She's kind of persistent that way for being a big dumb dog. Well, she's short. She's big, but she's low to the ground. She's a basset hound. So anyhow, dumb dog wanted to play. Gotta help her. It's kind of like you got to throw a dog a bone to use the analogy. You got to throw a dog a bone from time to time. So yeah, I did. I threw a rope bone, and she would go grab it, bring it back, and we'd tug on it for a bit, and she'd let go, and I'd throw it, and she'd bring it back, and we'd tug on it for a bit, and so just your typical fun, and then we'd wrestle, and she'd try to. Get in my lap and I'd shove her out, and it's the fun and joy of having a pet, and that's what I like to do. Like about Cricket, she's fun. She's a big dumb dog. She's funny. Anyhow, didn't mean to get off on the Cricket. I just realized I was breathing heavy in the microphone, and so I wanted to let you know that why, and so that something odd didn't come be cropped up. What is Brian doing on his podcast? He's so yeah. We would get an explicit for that one, just for the bad analogy or bad visuals that it caused. So, but back to trying to get myself organized or get my thoughts organized so that I know what the landmarks are that I'm passing, so that as I am going along, I can reference my mission statement. I can reference my goals, and so that I know that I am making the steps that I wanted to make. And honestly, I have. I've got a couple of interviews down. Getting a couple more, and I'm, who knows, I'm hoping I've got a couple, maybe get a couple of big names, which most people wouldn't take as being experts on life or how to persevere, actually, is what I'm, one of them I'm working on. And if I'm hoping I can get it worked out. It would be awesome if I did, and just trying to get the scheduling worked out. And that's going to suck with the way we're working these days. So I don't know how I'm going to work around that. But I'll get that figured out too. But, I've got so many ideas. It's funny. I'll have them, and I'll have a brainstorm. And I've realized I've got to write them down. I figured out that I have to capture an idea when it kicks in, because if I don't, it dribbles out of my ear and winds up rolling away in the wind, in this Oklahoma wind, because I can't remember it. I mean, there'll be the slight hindrance. There'll be a slight indication of, hey, I had a great idea. It was, what was it? It was about something. I can't remember anything other than that. And I'm sure everybody's had that idea. You keep a piece of paper and a pen and paper by your bed. So if you wake up in the middle of the night and you've got that weird dream, that's the inspiration for the next incredible idea. It's there. I mean, I had a one weird dream, and that I thought was an amazing idea for a book. Not that it'll ever happen. And right now, honestly, I couldn't tell you fully what it was about. I would have to go and dig up my notes as to what it was about. But because of it, this happened about 4 years ago. And I wrote it down because it had such a weird impact on me. But the parts that honestly sit in my head right now, and I mean, there's so many other freaking holes in the story that it's hard to even tell it as a story. But I remember that it was me and a couple other people. I can't remember if I know them or not. I'd have to look at my notes. Who else was with me? But we were looking for the jewel. It's kind of like, you know, like Jewel of the Nile type of thing. But it was very sci-fi like, because as the people that we had gone to talk to were these monstrous frogs. And when I say monstrous, I don't mean ugly. I mean as in size-wise, these giant frog-looking creatures that were white. And the place that they were at was very white. It was almost Fortress of Solitude white-like. And they wanted us to go look for this jewel that was taken, or they were saying was taken away. And as me and my merry gang, a group of folks that were with me that I can't remember who they were, we went and we searched and searched and searched, and we came across her. And the jewel ended up being this girl, this beautiful, beautiful, almost angel-like being. And told her that we needed to bring her back to this frog king thing. And so we did. We took her and we brought her back. And everybody that saw her loved her. She was basically the epitome of love and kindness. A human embodiment, almost Christ-like in love and kindness. Except with wings and very fairy-like. And as we brought her forth, this frog king said, "Daughter, why did you leave?" And the girl almost looked like the Oracle from Neverending Story. And she talked a lot like, you know, but she talked in a very soft voice, soft whispery voice, and said, "But I didn't leave. I was with you." And he said, "But I couldn't find you." And she said, "It's because you were, she said, it's along the lines of because you were looking for me." It wasn't exactly like that, but it was like that. And this frog thing, you could see, was so happy and so glad to to see his daughter again. And it's like, but and then she said, but you're to share me with everybody. And the Frog King realized what he was doing. It was being very selfish in that, and had to let her go to be loved by everybody in the kingdom. And it just awoke up from it being, I would almost say, peace-like, but it was such a weird, bizarre deal. But because that, I woke up, and I wouldn't have remembered that much detail of it if I hadn't wrote it down when I did. Because when you write your aha moments, your eureka moments down, they will dribble out of your ear the first time that you stop thinking about it, and you won't be able to remember exactly what it was to the detail that you need to remember it. You may be able to remember, oh yeah, I was going to draw a truck, but how did it look? I don't know. So you want to be able to pin your ideas down, either through some type of voice recorder. So if it's easily accessible, you just hit the button and dream this, blah, 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 blah. You go into much or as little detail as you need, or idea sell, look into selling bicycle spokes or something like that. See what can you bend a bicycle spoke into, or, you know, whatever detail, whatever wild harebrained idea you end up having, mark it, write it down, take it, get it put in on paper or into a note and have it someplace so that you can then put it in your to-do list and have your to-do list ranked. Is it a number one item, a must be done, or a number 10 item, which is one day somewhere down the road, I may decide I want to get to it. And then about once a month, what you want to do is you want to take those the ones that you have marked as a 10 and just erase them. You're going, but why write them down? Because if you have not developed those number 10s into something that can be migrated up to a level 9 or even a level 1-2 or level 3, then it's always going to sit down at the bottom and in that number 10 space and will never progress. It will be nothing more than hey, that was something I was thinking about doing one day. And it will never get for any further than that. So, but anyhow, folks, I am going to go ahead and I'm going to let you go. Got a few things that I've got to get taken care of, kicked in the teeth before I end up getting called out again. So you take care, y'all. I will see y'all later on. You're probably going to end up getting a couple of In the Truck editions, and those will be interesting and fun. So when you get them, if the sound quality is not 100%, please forgive me. I'm still trying to. I've almost got the truck noise hammered down, or to get it to where it works, but it's not 100%. So, folks, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, anything along those lines, please feel free. Give me a holler. Give me a call. Leave a comment on the AC report. Hold up. Anyhow, okay. Sorry about that. Ended up having somebody at the door. But if you have a comment, want to make a comment about this show, you can go to findingbrian.com/010 for episode 10. Leave a comment down at the bottom. That'll take you straight to the show notes. Down at the bottom, you'll see comments. Our comment system brought to you by Livefire. And leave a comment. Let me know. What are some of the podcasts that you like to listen to? And I plan on actually sharing some of those in next week's episode. Because yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. Is I'm going to talk about many of the podcasts. Actually, I may even just highlight every single one of the podcasts that I listen to, and let you know why I listen to them, what it is about them that I do listen to, and see if I can acquire some new ones, because I'm always up for some new podcasts out there, whether it's no matter what the genre or the topic is, because, you know, I'm always open for something new, something interesting. So, folks, anyhow, you take care. Y'all have yourselves a great rest of the week, and I will see you next Wednesday, okay? Till then, I still got to come up with a good closer. So till then, we'll just see you later. All right, bye.
Does a biological determinist still like the French kiss? Does Walt Whitman move an atheist? Does a tragic end before all innocence? Are we special? Are we common at the same time?
Opening song, Ratbags by All India Radio, and the closing song, Hero Villain by Parlor Steps, can be found at musicalley.com.
Woo! Member of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network, heyrolling.com.